Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you how much of a privilege it is to be able to get up here and share some truths with you. It's definitely a bit different than standing up in front of the youth group and speaking. So if you would please turn in your copies of the Word to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 1, and I'm going to read to the end of verse 4. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So, that's jam-packed, and that's only four verses. I was reading this originally to bring this to the youth group, and then I felt led to actually save it and share it with y'all. And I found great encouragement in studying in this, because Peter writing this to the churches, this is the second book, to a group of churches that are battling a bunch of false doctrine that is currently circulating. And at the time this is written, it is circulating through the ranks, and a lot of people are being confused. And one of Peter's main focuses is knowledge. And that's why, starting in verse 2, Jesus equates the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord as one. The knowledge of God and Jesus is one. And then also, right from the get-go in verse 3, he just starts with encouragement. And His divine power, God's, has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Another translation says all things. Can't get any more inclusive than all things. And I think it's very important that we focus on the fact that everything is said. Everything is given. This power that we have been given is the saving faith that we receive upon conversion. It is the same power that that rose Christ from the dead. The same power that spoke everything into existence. Right? The same power that created stars, which are literally just balls of fire, and put them in each and every single spot, and then has named them one by one. And not only after He put them there, He keeps them there. That's the kind of power that's been given to us. On a more personal level, that kind of power that has been given is the power over sin. Each and every one of us now, with the Holy Spirit's power, we are able to say no to sin. Before, so we couldn't. Before, we were slaves to sin. We could not say no. But now we can. Now we can flee from temptation, just as Joseph fled from Potiphar's wife. Right? We have sufficient grace that carries us through every single trial, suffering, grief, and pain that we might ever experience. We have grace that is far more sufficient. Right? We have victory over the devil. Right? We are told to resist him, and what will happen to our enemy? He will flee. He will flee like a retreating enemy. He will flee because he's already been defeated. We have the power of being forgiven for confessed sins, 1 John 1:9. This is the kind of power that we have been given as Christians. And that power is channeled through the very text that we have. Right? Verse 3 says, God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through what? Through the knowledge of Him who called us. Well, progress in knowing God is progress in holiness. Right? God is the source of holiness because God is holy. And therefore, if we want to become holy, well, we got to go to the one who's holy. Right? So, knowledge of Him. But how do we gain knowledge? I'm a rather practical person. I like to just be told, you know, how to do something. So, honestly, it's pretty cliche. We study, we read, we pray, we listen to instruction, we seek wise counsel, and we accept what is taught to us. Right? We accept through the Holy Spirit when we study. The truths that are revealed to us, we submit to them. That is obedience. And even that, the very submittance to the Holy Spirit's will, that is a power that was given to us. And that's the power that we now have in every single day. I want to look at the end of verse 3, and we are told why. Not only were we given this divine power through the Holy Spirit, but also the knowledge of Him. Everything we need to know is contained in God's Word. But then why? It says, by His own glory and goodness. Those two reasons. For God's glory and because of God's goodness, He gave us saving faith that only He could give. The saving faith, the only faith that could save us, right? For His glory and simply because of His goodness. Because God is good and saw us worth saving, not anything that we have done, not on our own merit, but yet simply because God loved us. But thankfully, He didn't just stop there with saving us. Not only did He give us the power, but He gave everything else. He gave us the power to be sanctified, to become holy. And that is also expounded upon in verse 4. So through these, in verse 4, Peter says, these he is referring to is the divine power through the knowledge of God who called us and by His own glory and goodness. Through those He has given us His very great and precious promises. I referred to a commentary for a little bit of wisdom, and it stated there's estimated 30,000 promises listed in the Bible. John Bunyan wrote, "The Christian cannot walk daily in a sanctified way and not trip over at least one promise on the way." Right? That's 30,000 promises estimated. Right? That's how many promises we are given, and promises that will never be broken. The promises of holiness, just to list seven, I kind of already did. Freedom over power, over sin's power, right? That's a promise we were given. We were promised that we would be able to say no to sin. We were promised that, as Paul says, the thorn in his flesh, that he prayed three times to be removed. God said, "No, my grace is sufficient." We've been promised grace. We've been promised power to even obey the very commands that God has given us. Because if we look back in the Old Testament, nobody could save themselves by obeying the law. But yeah, we've been given the power to obey the commands. And one of the apostles quotes Jesus, I think it's Jesus, saying, "Be holy for I am holy." Be is one of those present active tense words that never ends, right? Be holy, for I am holy. It's a command. So in order to be holy as God is holy, we have to have the power to do so. And thank goodness we are given that. We have victory over the devil. Nate Branson was speaking over Excel Week, the first week that I was ever able to go. And he said, he spoke on victory over the devil and said that whenever we fall to temptation and we sin, we are allowing an already defeated enemy to have a small victory over us. An already defeated enemy. We already have victory over the devil even before temptation, even before anything. It's all because of Christ. We are promised to be forgiven. Again, 1 John 1:9. We are promised to be forgiven if we confess our sins. And on top of being forgiven, God also promises to forget our sins and not hold it against us. Psalm 103, verse 13 says, as far as the east is from the west, so I will not count your transgressions against you. They are far from you, and I will not remember them. And then Psalm 91, the last two verses, God promises to respond when we call him. Psalm 91 is referred to in the military as a soldier psalm. It's, I guess, set in a rather tumultuous time on the battlefield. And God says, because you love me, I will answer your call. Because you honor me, I will save you and I will deliver you and I will raise you up. Because he respects and loves me. That's a promise. Closing. God has given all of us everything needed to live holy lives. But it doesn't just stop there. See, we must be diligent as well. We are called to stand guard and to fight. It is a war. We must be diligent in our daily lives. We must desire the Lord. Our source of desire, again, is the Holy Spirit. So in order to desire him, we must even be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's urging to open our Bibles in the morning, to be disciplined enough to get up before work and or whenever we to prioritize a time to seek God. And discipline and determination are what we are to strive for. We are to be disciplined. We are called later, actually, in verse 5, we are called to be self-controlled. Self-controlled in this sense is one of discipline, of mental and spiritual discipline. And you only get that through practice. God doesn't wave a wand over you. Boom, you're disciplined. It does not work that way. But nonetheless, I found this to be very encouraging in my daily walk, that everything that I need has been given to me already and will continue to be given to me until the Lord completes his work in me, just as the Lord is going to complete his work in every single one of us in here, right? Determination to finish the race and to fight the good fight. And our prize is Jesus himself, the very one who gave us everything. He is our prize. So thank you. That's all I have. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I want to thank you for, Lord, your goodness. The very fact that, Lord, you loved us enough to save us. Lord, to sacrifice your Son so as to give us a means to be saved. Lord, even giving us the very faith required to be saved. Lord, that is a gift of you. Lord, so that none of us can boast of ever earning it. Lord, we thank you for your power. Lord, through the knowledge that we gain from studying your word, Lord, from praying and from obeying the Holy Spirit, and Lord, in submitting to your will each and every single day. Lord, it is not easy, but it was never designed to be easy. But yeah, Lord, we have everything we need. Your grace is sufficient. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for Lord, each and every single brother and sister in here, Lord, how you bring them all together, Lord, and they exhibit the very elements and graces of those who are saved, Lord. They shine as your children. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you would watch over us this week. Lord, I pray that we would remember the truths that you reveal to us. And I pray all this in your precious and holy name. Amen.